It's time to talk orange and white on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and streaming online at GoPrimetimeSports.com on Cougar Corner.
And welcome back. Well, I guess welcome. This is the Cougar Corner portion of our Saturday morning here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant off Las Casas Pike. The Cougar Corner every weekday or every weekend on Saturday at 11 o'clock or sometimes 11:05, sometimes 11:10. But anyway, we're here and we've got Brian Stewart, the head coach of the Cougars, football coach. And Brian, before we get started, we want to talk a little bit about you. How you got here, all that kind of thing, and the coaching experience that you've had. So we're going to spend several minutes just on you, and this will be the last time we really get to do this. So make it good, okay?
I'll do my best.
All right. And just hired this past summer, you might say, and still kind of trying to get things settled in the home life and all that kind of thing going on.
Absolutely. You know, just one of those phone calls out of the blue that you get, and it was something that was very exciting for me and my wife. My wife was actually in Nashville when I got the phone call, and came up and visited, and just loved this part of the state. My wife, for some years when we lived in Jackson, she worked out of Nashville for Kirkland's, and so always have loved this area. And when the chance came to come here, and you know, I sat down and talked with the administration, and I love the administration at Middle Tennessee Christian, and just something that we wanted to do and made the move. Here we are. Was at Mobile last year. I was at Jackson Christian for 7 years. We won the state championship in 06. And before that, I spent 1 year in North Carolina. But previously, I was in Memphis at Briarcrest Christian for 6 years. And I got to coach in a number of state championships there with Coach Hugh Freeze, who's now the head coach of Arkansas State. We're good friends, grew up together. But great to be here in Murfreesboro.
What I know, liking the area and that kind of thing, but you have to really be on the same philosophy or something. When you're interviewing, it's not only you interviewing for them, but they're kind of interviewing for you as well, because it's going to change. It's going to uproot your life. Was the philosophy of where the school was going athletically, academically, spiritually, whatever,
all those things rolled into one. You know, I've got two little girls, second grade and first grade, Madeline and Macy, and they're the most important things as far as their education, the environment they're in. And I love the school. I love the family style feeling. I mean, it was many of the same things that I felt at other schools. But a chance for them to have a great education. And, you know, football's not that old here at Middle Tennessee Christian, 6 years old. And I see great things that can happen for us there. This school, you know, tremendous support for football, want to be good at football, have had some success. And, man, I want to take them to that state championship game. That's the game we want to get to.
Looking at the facility, I don't imagine that was
it's beautiful.
Detriment, was it, at all?
You walk in, I mean, there's tons of people that would love to have what we have. I mean, we've got a great facility. The field house is beautiful. Wood lockers. I mean, it's just, you know, we've got a training facility. We've got a practice field. Got you know, a great stadium. Got chairback seating, great lighting system. You know, there's plenty of things there for us to build upon, to market, to let people see our great facilities and our wonderful people. And all we got to do is, you know, get the right people in the right spots and have some success, and we're going to do that. It may take us a little time to get there, but we're going to get there.
When you look at the things like where they're heading, and they have a very short history, but to some extent they've had some success. Coach Pete had some success with them. And this year coming in, a little more rebuilding in terms of they've lost some people, but you brought in a new system. How difficult have they bought into that? In your opinion, do you feel good that they bought into it?
Oh, I think so. You know, it's just anytime you do something a little bit different, it takes some time. You know, I wish we could get in the high and line up and run it right at you. I just don't think we could. We've got to be able to take what we have, and that's some smaller guys, but they've got a little bit of speed, but they're young. And if we can spread the field a little bit, we feel like we can move it. But last night, we couldn't do it. You know, you got to tip your hat to Nashville Christian. They did a great job. But, you know, if I was scheming us, I'd stop Stephen Brent, too. And that's what they did. And we've got to have some other kids that step up. And we did. We had a couple of good drives, and we moved it in a way that's how we're going to be successful. You know, we got to keep people healthy. We got hurt a lot. I mean, we lost five guys last night. And when you lose those guys and they're already freshmen and sophomores, and you look to that sideline and you only got 33 on the roster, and you got to find some other guys that can step in and play. And, you know, it's it's a war of attrition, and it's a long season. Hey, that's game one. We get it out of the way. We move on to game two and find a way to get better this week.
You know, you mentioned the injuries. That happened last year, and they started other people, you having to play other people.
That's right.
And the next thing you know, they get better at that. And then when the guys that are healthy come back.
Building depth.
Yes.
And the greatest experience these kids, and I don't care how many JV games or how much practice time you have, playing in the game is the greatest thing can ever happen for them. I'm tickled to death to have that many kids out there getting to play. And I know you look around, and I think I sent a text last night to a buddy. I said, our pups got to grow some teeth. And but as they continue to get better, and they love what we're doing. It's a fun system to play in. It's not fun when you're getting hit in the mouth and getting a concussion, but, hey, we'll be giving out those licks, you know, here to come. I mean, our time's going to come, and we're going to be successful.
Let's talk about some individuals, and I know Stephen Brent is one that you've really has stepped up and is a very good ball player. Any surprises that you've seen of some people that have come in this year and really given you some? I don't want to leave anybody out. I don't want to put you on the spot.
Yeah.
But
well, you know, one of the kids that got hurt last night, Justin Wynn, he plays X for us, and he does a great job. He caught a slant and got a concussion, and he's a very talented kid. He's got a lot of talent. You know, Jordan Evans, he caught a touchdown pass last night and got hit right at the line, fumbled it. He's a little bitty guy, not big as anything, but, man, plays with a ton of heart. You know, Britt Roberts, who came in last night and played quarterback, he's our Z. And, you know, he played a lot as a freshman last year, mostly on defense. But, you know, he's the type of guy that can help us. Oakley Starling, that's Ivy's brother. You know, he's got a lot of ability and can do great things for us. And, you know, Justin Ritter, he's a senior, but he never played before.
Yeah.
And he played both ways last night and probably on every special team. And, man, he played every down just about. And he had, I think, four or five catches, did a great job for us. And he's going to get better. I mean, as frustrated as we might get about watching all the little things that we messed up on, mistakes are going to happen when you're young, and mistakes are going to happen when you don't have that much playing experience. So all we got to do is improve upon it. But I'm real impressed with those guys. You know, there's a ton of kids. I don't want to leave anybody out. But, you know, Dakota Vault came in last night late, running back, and gave us a lift, and we scored a touchdown late. And, you know, that makes him feel better. He's just a sophomore. So we're going to be fine. It's just going to take time.
You know, I've only known you for, what, I guess 10 minutes, really, seriously, right before the show. But you appear to me to be a person that football is very, very important. Now, don't get me wrong, but there's a lot more to life. And in the big picture, you want them to be good citizens and be good Americans and that kind of thing.
We're trying to honor God in everything that we do. You know, I talked to them last night pregame about, you know, all over the country tonight, people playing football games, and there'll be people remembered playing state championship games and win state championships. And we want to do that. But at the same time, what is it that we can be different about? You know, the way we play the game and the way we help people up. And, hey, we want to hit them hard and hit them fair. But at the same time, you know, we're trying to build upon what it means to be just like Jesus Christ. And, you know, I believe Jesus would knock your head off, but at the same time, he'd help you right back up. And that's what we want to be. We want to be different than the world. I mean, you know, God calls us to be peculiar people, and that's what we want to be. We want to be tenacious in everything that we do, but at the same time, and these kids are, and they're just as, they're like sponges. They're looking at you going, Coach, we want to learn. We want to get better. We're excited about what we're doing. And, you know, when I speak to them, when I spoke in chapel the other day, when I have Bible class, I mean, they're just, they're very attentive, and I love that. And the fact that we can change a culture and a world, and we can change it, you know, right in our own homes. And that's what we want to do. We want to build model citizens, great dads, great husbands. That's what we're trying to do.
You, tough game last night. And, but, you know, it's like I say, what's the old, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of games.
My wife told me that this morning.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, you get to that. And since this is kind of get to know you day, the wife is so important.
Absolutely.
You know, and I remember coaching and doing some basketball, and the first time around, I didn't include my wife much into that. The second time, she was making banners, she was making, you know, the rags and stuff for the kids and all this kind of thing. How important has your wife been to you in terms of your success as a football coach? Because they are more than just the wife.
Exactly. They are. You know, they're the heartbeat of the home, and we've got two little girls. And I tell you, I was very fortunate early. God showed me real early how to stay home and be a dad. Sometimes my wife, who used to work full-time in the corporate world and was gone some, and I'd have to get up and get two little girls ready for school and fix hair, which I wasn't very good at, and And I think that made me appreciate what the little things that she does every day more so. I know it did. And I love her for that. And I'm so appreciative of all the things that she does. And I'm thankful now she works there at school with me. And the last couple of years she's taken a step away from her career. And, you know, school and our girls, that's our life. And, you know, we love being together. We're in a little apartment right now and just – hey, we're just enjoying every day together. But having somebody who supports you and having somebody who loves you and cares about you. And, you know, when you go home and you lose 38-7 and, hey, it'll be all right. You know, I'm a very optimistic person, if you hadn't picked up on that.
I can kind of tell, yeah.
The sun's going to come up. Right. You know, hey, I've lost before. I remember Briarcrest, we lost four state championships in a row before we won the first one. And it's tough to sit there at Vanderbilt and lose four in a row and think we ain't ever going to win one. But how many people would love to just be in the game?
Exactly.
So her helping me stay positive is, you know, I think I come home sometimes because it'll be all right. You know, she's like, I don't know. Sometimes she looks at me and doesn't know how I feel or whatever. And everybody can get down and disheartened, but
the guys do know when you're not happy.
Oh, absolutely. And I told him last night. I said that was pitiful.
Yeah.
I said, you know, I know you're not pleased, and I'm not pleased, but sun will come up. We're gonna go to work. Hey, week one's over with. It's time for week two. We got to go see who's next on the list. And I try not to look at the season as who do we play next week, but how are we going to get better next week? And I don't care who it is on the list that we play. I want us to go out and get better. It's not – they don't remember what you do in August. They remember what you do in November.
Well, let's talk about some of the things that you think they need to work on from last night's game, because it's Ezel Harding, which is a similar type of school, basically just down the road a little bit. So what are some things you think that you saw last night that you're going to be working on this week to improve them?
Blocking and tackling is, you know, those are their old fundamentals that you got to get better at, and those two things we got to get better at. Getting lined up correctly, being in the right place at the right time. You know, that's 80% of it on defense is getting lined up correctly. I thought we ran around last night, you know, trying to figure out, and we weren't lined up correctly as we went back and watched film last night. Offensively, the execution part, when we did execute, when we did sustain a block, we moved the football. And, you know, I can remember when we forced them to punt. I said, look at that. We stopped them. You know, we can do it. We've got the, I call it the physical ability, but it's the mental part of it. And shaping those minds, being a little tougher. We got to get tougher. We're real soft right now. We got to find
the mental toughness.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's a big killer.
I tell them all the time, you're going to win more games, your mind and your heart. And that's what's got to take place. You know, I from Jackson Christian, we had little bitty kids. We at Briarcrest, when we first started out, we weren't big. I mean, I'm telling you, it's all about what's inside that heart. You know, sometimes it's just like a dog. You kick a dog, he's going to fight or get under the porch. Well, we got to get out from under the porch and go fight. And we've got to find a way to be tenacious. And I know it's there. These kids have ability. First couple of days I was there, we were throwing it and catching. I said, okay, we can throw it and catch it a little bit. I know Stephen Brink could run it, but we still got to be able to block. That's why 7-on-7 is not 11-on-11. Those guys up front, and, you know, we've got some guys back up front, but at the same time, it doesn't matter what you got coming back. We got to take those five we got, and they got to block. We got to be able to move people and create some running lanes.
And from what you saw last night, when it does work and they do execute, you're going to have success.
That's right. You can move. And so, hey, you look at that and go, guys, now look, we just picked up 7 yards. We just picked up 8 yards. We just picked up 4 yards. But, you know, when they're hitting you in the mouth in the backfield, that's those negative plays, eliminating negative plays.
They got to believe it. You know,
absolutely.
They got to believe that they
believe,
can do it.
Believe, compete. We got to find a way to compete and believe in what we're doing. We do that, we're going to be fine.
I'd like you to mention your coaching staff just a little bit. First show now. It's going to be different. We're going to bring those hard-nosed questions in here about defense and things next week because Brian will be here. No, I'm kidding. But talk a little bit about your coaching staff and guys that have helped you make you feel at home and if you had a chance to bring somebody in and those kind of things.
Well, it's nice. You know, Coach Williams does a great job with our defense. He's run it the last couple of years and done a great job here, and he's a blessing to have because of his, you know, I won't call him the old guy, but, you know, he moves better than I do probably, but he's got a world of knowledge. He's got a ton of things to teach and just got so much experience, and he does a tremendous job. You know, having Coach Roberts, you know, he coaches offensive, defensive line, and he's been here, and he knows the kids. And, of course, Britt's his son. And, man, he's a great guy, got a great family, just love being around him. Mark Hall, he helped Coach Roberts. He was his defensive coordinator. When he was at Ezel, he's come in and he's doing a great job for us and helping us. Jamie Carver, another guy on staff that we have here. And, you know, he wasn't a football guy. He's a baseball guy and played baseball. But, man, he's just a sponge. Coach, teach me something. I want to learn. And he's a servant. And he does all the things that you ask him to do. Owen Barker, he does a little bit of everything there at school for us. But he coaches our running backs and our linebackers. I told him he's got an easy job because that's where the studs are right now. I said, all you got to do is go over and stand around for him. But he does a great job for us. You know, Coach Sharp, Mark Sharp, he's been out there, you know, been with us several years, and he's just a presence in himself. You know, big Marine standing out there, and he does a great job. He works with our quarterbacks. I brought in, you know, two guys that played for me at Jackson Christian. Clay Fowler was our quarterback on the state championship game, and he went to Ole Miss and was on the team down there. Got two Cotton Bowl watches, and he is helping working with our quarterbacks as well. And I'm glad to have him up top and have those eyes and have a familiarity there that, you know, that I don't necessarily have sometimes. But when you know somebody who knows your system, Rashad Rayner, who played corner for us and receiver at Jackson Christian, had three picks in the state title game in 06. And see, Clay was the MVP offensively, and Rashad was the MVP defensively. Well, they're both getting degrees here and finishing at Middle Tennessee. And, you know, when I came here, I knew Rashad was here. Well, Clay calls me and said, Coach, I'm coming up here to get another degree. And I said, well, would you like to help? And so having those guys that volunteer, you know, it's been awesome. You know, the guys that I have in place helping me, they do a great job. We're enjoying the camaraderie of being together, and you got to have chemistry on your coaching staff. And we have a great time together, and just looking forward to continuing to get to know them and having a good time together.
Well, I know they're excited to have you there, Coach, and we appreciate you stepping in this morning. I guarantee you're going to get a little more time than we'd normally give you, but it's a pleasure to have you here.
Well, I appreciate it. It's good to be here.
And I know you're going to love Murfreesboro and the area and the staff at Middle Tennessee Christian School. Now, you do know Judy Coates, do you not?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Okay, she's the person that you need to really get in tight with because she actually, I think she actually pretty much runs Middle Tennessee Christian School from an organizational standpoint.
Well, you know, it seems like every day somebody tells me this person runs it. So I'll let Mr. Watson.
I know one thing. Judy helps us run this show because we're going to do the scoreboard here in just a minute, and we owe everything to Judy Coates to get all those scores in for us.
How was that pancake? Was it good?
I haven't finished it yet, so I'm hoping he'll do the scoreboard where I can take a little bite of it.
There you go.
Brian Stewart, such a pleasure to meet you, and we are looking forward to having a great season here on Cougar Corner with you. So and good luck the rest of the way, and good luck next week.
I'm picking you. I appreciate it.
All right.
I'll be the only one, but hey, we'll take it.
I'm going to pick you. All right. Brian Stewart, head coach of the Middle Tennessee Christian School Cougars. And when we come back, or do you would like me to wrap this up? We're going to take a break. Let's take a break. Yeah, we'll take a break. We'll come back with scores and more here on Cougar Corner. Stay with us.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Training for eternity.
That starts with practicing our faith.
Secondary school principal Todd Miller.
Writing research papers and solving chemistry equations. Scoring touchdowns, hitting three-pointers, hitting home runs, and scoring soccer goals. We want to be the best that we can be at every single thing we do, and we'll not settle for anything less.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Online at mtcscougars.org.
E1 Autos and Evans Auto Exchange is proud to support MTCS Athletics. Jimmy Evans and family own and operate E1 Autos. You can find them online at e1auto.com. That's e1auto.com. And also Evans Auto Exchange. EvansAutoExchange.com. You can custom order a specific vehicle or check out their extensive inventory and never leave home. It's all there. Make, model, picture, and a price. E1 Autos is at 1605 Memorial Boulevard or call 896-CARS. That's 896-2277. Evans Auto Exchange is at 2240 Northwest Broad, 895-6990, 895-6990. Jimmy Evans, E1 Autos, and Evans Auto Exchange, proud to support the orange and white of Middle Tennessee Christian School.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. giving students from pre-kindergarten through high school the opportunity to grow academically, athletically, socially, and spiritually.
We're going to continue to work to build that academic program to give those graduates the best opportunities they can have.
President Lynn Watson of Middle Tennessee Christian School.
We encourage them to give us a call, come and spend a day with us, and just see what it's like here at Middle Tennessee Christian School.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
MTCS Cougar Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Big wrap-up here for you on Cougar Corner before we get you to the Rutherford Home Show with Dean Higbee and Dave Gober. Don't forget, the high school football team is having a fundraiser at Kirk and Burt's parking lot, 3 o'clock this afternoon. It's a wing-eating contest, and sponsors are pledging money for every wing the football players eat every time. With every wing, they get to raise some money this way. And I know that Tom Palmer at Kirk and Burt said he was going to make them extra sloppy. So that'll be good. Some good photos, I'm sure, will be had out there. Everybody's invited to come out and support the team. And your scores from Middle Tennessee Christian School for the week in volleyball on Tuesday versus Cannon County, a varsity win and a JV loss. And the same happened on Thursday versus Tullahoma Christian, but a win for both the varsity and the JV. In high school girls soccer this week, they defeated Smith County 5-1. On Thursday in junior high football versus Moore County, lost 30-6. Junior high soccer on Monday versus Middle Tennessee Homeschool, a 2-0 loss to the Middle Tennessee Homeschool team. And in junior high volleyball on Tuesday versus Central Magnet, an 8-25, 25-22, 16-14 win, but lost to Eagleville on Thursday, 6-25, 11-25. So there you go. That is a look at all of your scores on the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, Middle Tennessee Christian School scoreboard this week. Junior high soccer versus Good Pasture on Monday. Tuesday, volleyball versus Ezel Harding. And girls soccer versus Friendship. Thursday, girls soccer versus Cornersville. Volleyball, high school volleyball versus the Tennessee Heat, and JV team, our junior high team, playing the Tennessee Heat as well. Junior high football Thursday night versus Cascade. Go get them champions. And on Friday night, Brian Stewart's Cougars will take on Ezel Harding. That is a look at what's coming up. And what is coming up next for you is the Rutherford Home Show. So we hope you'll stay tuned for that. Monday night, the IDST's primetime sports scene from Paleo's Grill, a two-hour show. We'll have some baseball talk in the second hour from 7 until 8. Then Friday night, we'll be at Brentwood for the Smyrna-Brentwood game. Saturday morning, right back here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant for the coaches' conversation next Saturday night in Louisville for Riverdale versus St. Xavier. And then a nice long nap next Sunday.
I'll have to take next Saturday off.
Oh, no.
From the coaches' show, where I can be ready.
That won't happen.
Where I can be ready for the flight. That flight can't. To Louisville. We're taking a plane, aren't we? The flight.
I thought I'd ask my friend Rudy Kalis if we could borrow Air 4.
Well, hey, as long as you're not driving.
Well, I wanted to try to give it a shot.
Hey, I got to make one plug for the Cedar Bucket before I go.
Okay.
This pancakes, I can't finish it. It's great. It's fabulous. But
it fills the whole plate.
It's huge.
They have pancakes to order and a great buffet here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant.
Folks at home, when you order a pancake, don't order a stack. Just order one. It'll take you forever to eat it because it's really good, but it's really filling. Can you see me filling up right now?
Is that what that is?
It's got to stop.
Is that
it's
got to
stop soon.
John, we'll see you on Monday night.
All right, Brian.
For John Dinkins and all the coaches, thanks so very much for making us a part of your Saturday morning. And we will see you back here next Saturday. If not before, so long, everyone.
You've been listening to Cougar Corner with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and the Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches, live from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. Keep up with MTCS Athletics online at mtcscougars.org, the official website of Middle Tennessee Christian School. And don't miss joining us here on WGNS AM FM again next week for another edition of Cougar Corner.